Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And tonight, I have an exciting doubleheader for all of you. So my show, highly recommended, is from 7 to 9 p.m., and starting around 7:15, I'm going to be joined for an acoustic set mixed with an interview with Alex Walton. And then coming up at, what time did I say? At 8:30, I'm going to be interviewing Edward Glenn. And then they will be playing a live studio session at 10:30 p.m. on the next radio show, On the Town with Mikey D. And tonight, before Alex joins me, we're going to be starting things off with a... I think this is a fairly new release. Let me check. We're going to be starting off this band, yeah, released September 2023, so pretty darn new. A band called Ugly Mug, based in Sydney, Australia, and the song rhymes with their name. It is called Slug.
Thank you. caused a heat wave to become more
individual
common.
Who does not or will not recognize this is a menace to everyone.
It's someone I want to hear. That I'm the reason we're here. We built our cities sprawling out.
Isn't that funky? This track behind me right now is a brand new song from Free Rock. This was released last Friday, and I had the pleasure of seeing them at their their album release party. Thinking physical media too soon. They do have CDs, though. This is Trippin' on Love by Free Rock off of their new album, Free Rock Express. This is their 12th album in like 4 years or something crazy like that. And at least some of the band is going to be coming in 2 weeks. I think the first, or maybe next week, I'll figure that out. I'll let you guys know. Or if you want to know right now, you can check my website, mellowmaxradio.com. It should be up there on my site. And then once this song ends, we're going to get started with the interview and performance from Alex Walton. So sit tight, get excited. Oh, and let me tell you about those songs that we just listened to before this. The previous song was Divine Sweater, another local group, with All the Way Back. Before that, Drug League with I Want It Clean. And we started off with Ugly Mug with Slug. And I figured Drug and Drug League rhymed with it, so let's go with that. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public services announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming up, Alex Walton. Stay tuned. All right. Great. So now I am joined by Alex Walton. Do you want to say hi?
Hello, WMFO. My name is Lex Walton, and I perform under the name Alex Walton, and I'm happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you. Do you want to get into it? Do you want to talk about, how long have you been playing music and that kind of thing?
So I started making music when I was around 17. I had bought like this Yamaha keyboard, and I like borrowed a friend's guitar, and I just cranked out all this sort of unlistenable garbage for probably about 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, I sort of became a genius, and here we are today.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair way to put it. and what does being a genius mean to you?
You know, I mean that facetiously, but, of course, I don't know. I feel as though my artistic process has been one of just I constant getting better, you know, like constant improvement. So, you know, I can't be too embarrassed by older things, you know, because I feel like one day I'm going to be embarrassed by the stuff I'm doing right now. So,
of course. Yeah. Are there any ways in particular that stand out as ways that you've grown as a performer, songwriter?
Well, I used to be just really horrible at lyrics. I was really bad at it. It was the thing I was worst at. And I think it's like there is this certain point where something just clicked in me. And I realized that for me, it's the most important thing. It's the most important thing. And that I really should be trying. And, you know, that involves exposure to a lot of music that is very lyrically heavy and dense and changed me in a lot of ways. And then I feel like everything else kind of followed, like songwriting in general follows that. But, you know, that's just for me. Like, lyrics are the most important thing for me, but that's obviously doesn't apply for everybody. But, yeah.
Yeah, so this first song that you're going to start off with, mm-hmm. is this a newer one, an older one?
So this is the song, it's from my, a lot of the songs I'm going to be playing tonight are from my record, I Want You to Kill Me. And this one's called Preteen on Omegle Blues. And it's about doing bad things on the internet when your parents are gone. And I guess I'll just go into it.
Absolute, go for it.
Oh, oh, oh. Tell you about my state of affairs, cause I've been living in a state of affairs, catching strays and stranger stares, broke down rides at county fairs. I've been begging for money online, much more than I'd like to admit. I'm still a 14-year-old with body dysmorphia and unrestricted access to the internet. When you're someone who looks like me, men around you start to treat you strange. You can't find any common ground, and you start to feel deranged. Now watch me become overbearing. Virtue of my greatest fears of becoming overbearing. Texas 3 years ago, where church bell snipers make you duck and roll. I nearly lost my God-given soul, staring at the ceiling, wishing it was the floor. But I was so much older then. God, I wish I was younger now. I was so much bolder then. God, I wish I heard like that now. Hope you know what you are dealing. Sun who sees gullible written on the ceiling. Just one thought could send me reeling back to that one certain feeling. Being easy to take advantage of, calling out to the Lord above. Never ever being strong enough, never knowing how it feels to be loved. loved except by force. But of course, oh, 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 got this preteen on Omegle Blues. I'm all alone in my room tonight. Cold wind bites at my dying tooth. The screen just paints a sickly light across a face that's glassy eyed. Did just about anything for attention. Across a body that was too young. Made to do things too awful to mention by force. But of course, there was choice involved. But there was always, always force.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask later on what the strangest place or most unusual place that you found inspiration for a song was. Yeah. Is it that one?
I don't know. I feel like
it's not that unusual. I think it's
the problem is that it's not unusual. You know, it's a sort of collective experience that so many of us had of being in these kinds of places at times when we shouldn't have been, you know. I'll think of an actual answer for that question, but
no sweat.
But yeah, no, it was not a good time back then. What's interesting is, you know, I wrote that song probably like December 2022, and then I made the video in the fall. And the video is I filmed it on Omegle, and you know, there's people doing things, and it was really difficult to do. And like 2 weeks after I filmed that, Omegle shut down. Mm-hmm. It shut down completely. Which, hey,
not the worst thing that's happened.
Not the worst thing that's happened.
And the person who was running it, like if you go to the website now, there's a really kind of interesting piece that he wrote about like why he shut it down. And I think he had
I should read that. I should probably read that.
It's basically like, I think he was involved in some lawsuit involved with Omegle or Omegle. I always said Omegle, and then everyone else said Omegle. Which one do you say?
I in the song, I say Omegle, but yeah. I feel like I find myself saying Omegle more.
Yeah,
but
it's like GIF versus GIF. It's a tough one. Yeah. Which and
it rolls off the tongue in the context a little better, but...
But yeah, no, apparently there's this one lawsuit and he just like said, you know, it opened his eyes and just like, it was sort of unpoliceable at a certain point.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a place that's like, what good is coming from this? You know, but it was there, you know, and you know, one of the things I think about it a lot is that it was also a place where like, because of the complete anonymity, especially with like the text aspect, you know, you could quote unquote, you know, hindsight 2020, you know, pretend to be things that you weren't. And, you know, there is a sort of freedom and there's a beauty in that because it was a thing that was not available to me anywhere else. But in general, just awful, awful place. Good riddance.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Down with the... Wild West of the internet.
Yeah, I think chat roulette's still around, though, I think. But,
probably, you know. But that was always a shit. shoot.
Yeah.
Bit of garbage. Anyway, what else have you got for us?
I'm going to play a song called Jennifer Hero Cops Lament. Jenny Hero Cops Lament from the record Our Desire Lacks Knowing Music. And it goes like this.
Jennifer's got Hannah face. Jennifer's got Hannah face. Wants to know if this is the place. Jennifer's got Hannah face. And I told her, I can't see you. I spent another season in hell. I spent another season in hell. Never taught me how to spell. I spent another season in hell. And they told me, I can't hear you. see you. Put in the panopticon. Put myself in the panopticon. They can see me after I'm gone. Put myself in the panopticon. And she told me, I'll never forget you.
Thank you. Do you usually play with a band, is that correct?
Or sometimes? Sort of. I had a band.
Okay.
I had a band, and it does not exist anymore.
Okay.
It is dissolved. So I've been doing shows with projections. I have like backing tracks and projections. And I've been doing acoustic shows, and then duos with this actually goes perfectly into my next song.
Oh,
that's crazy. Duos with my girlfriend Emerson, where she plays drums and I play guitar, and we also have a new band called Small Women's. We just put an EP out and we're working on more stuff, and also there is going to be a new band called Lex Walton's Public Humiliation Ritual. Which Emerson is in this band called Wellwyn. She plays keyboards, and so it's a drummer, guitarist, and keyboardist. And I'm subsuming all of them into my next band, plus a bassist, Jaden Cruz, who was one of my first person I ever played music with, really. So I'm very excited for that, and I'm gonna play a song from the Small Women's EP. It's called Why Do Girls Not Like Me?
Let's hear it.
Oh, I just made it worse. One second.
No problem.
I'm always making everything worse. Also, I just got a text. Shout out Kef. This is a shout out Kef.
Thanks for tuning in.
I wanna kiss a girl with no shame. Wanna kiss a girl with no name. Wanna miss a girl, that's so lame. Want 1,000 more loopy dames. Why do girls not like me? Is it because I'm a force for good? I wanna try the hottest new fad. I wanna make someone feel real bad. Wrote a poem where we kiss each other. I wrote a poem where we on each other. Why do girls not like me? It's because I make them feel understood. Girls, they say that I'm real fine, but not these girls will ever be mine. There must be something wrong with me, 'cause girls don't stay after drinking all my wine. Girls don't stay after drinking all my spit. Take a look at my stuff. Tell me what's wrong with it. There must be something wrong with me. These girls are not dumb. They're not dumb. They're not dumb. They're not dumb. Not even a little bit.
That's when is that song released?
Yeah, so that's on the Small Women's EP, which you can buy now. You know, I know some people listening might be firing up their SoulSeek trying to get that, but I'll be checking. But yeah, that's on the Small Wounds EP by Small Womans. And I think it's pretty good.
Excellent. Where can Small Womans be found and purchased?
All of my music can be purchased at www.youthagainstsatan.com. That's right, www.youthagainstsatan.com. And there's you'll love the splash screen that I set up. It's really good. Yeah, you should check that out.
I'm doing it right now, yeah.
I set that up for when I Want You to Kill Me came out. There's a anti-bullying video. And, you know, you click anywhere on the page and it takes you to where you can buy the music.
Wow, that's got a lot going. I mean,
it's a lot, right?
It is. And honestly, that domain name is fantastic.
I'm so glad I got it.
Yeah, I'm glad that it was there for you to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like the kind of thing that you would imagine seeing on the internet, but just like it was put together not by a person.
Yeah.
But this one was put together by a person
somehow,
and it's a beautiful kind of facsimile of.
And you can always buy the, at a discounted rate, the Youth Against Satan complete discography, if you're interested in buying a bunch of music by different ex-girlfriends of mine that's on there. You know, which, it's good. A lot of it's good. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
Is this stuff that you've played with them, or?
I used to just, like, you know, friends, I would put their music on there. I've been doing that as much lately, but I'm trying to get back into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I mean, hey, I love sharing people's music, so I totally get that. So when you are performing solo versus with a group, mm-hmm. are there any differences that you have in your approach or your execution?
It's more so that, I mean, like, I'm not the greatest guitar player. I get very sloppy, and with the acoustic, that's fine, you know, because I'm not playing to anyone. But I mean, it's more so about, like, you know, when I'm doing the backing track shows, the acoustic shows, these are all versus the full band shows. These are all because at my music, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of songs, right? There's like they want to be played in certain ways, so it's like it's just like a different subsection of my music that I can play. For each sort of application. So yeah, so like with this, I'm doing the songs that were acoustic originally or lend themselves to it. So
yeah, sounds good to me. You know, do you have any rituals or routines that you like to follow before a performance?
I used to, for like 2 years. I felt very embarrassed when I had to admit it to her, but I would listen to the record Transangelic Exodus by Ezra Furman all the way through every single time before I played a show. Now, I don't know. I walk around in circles a lot. I smoke a lot of cigarettes, which is fine, you know. But it's, you know, I still, like, when I'm performing, I don't get anxiety, but it's always before, and I get very wiry, but I don't know, just drink a Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Drink a Diet Pepsi.
Get a little bit of caffeine.
I didn't drink mine before. Actually, my mouth's really dry at some point. Could you just play a song we'll have a little intermission?
Are there any songs of yours that you've released that don't necessarily lend themselves well to acoustic, but that you'd like to be included on the program?
Yeah, you could play. I'm trying to think of which ones are clean.
Yeah, we can also come back to it if.
Yeah, I'll have to think on that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah.
Yeah. And so were you always sort of not stage, did you always have this level of not having stage fright, or is that something that you've grown into?
I think it was like the first time I got on stage was in like freshman year of college, right? And I don't know, as soon as I got up there, you know, I was like playing to nobody, but that doesn't really ever matter. That's worse. That's worse than playing to a lot of people. And I don't know, when I got up there and I had a band behind me, you know, it was just like, I felt all right. And then with the backing track shows, I don't know, I worry that it, you know, it's not enough, right? You know, that's not going to be enough for people. But, you know, I have the projections behind me, but also, like, you know, the one of the performances that really made me want to do the thing that I want to do was seeing John Mouse when I was in high school. Or I guess in college, because when I saw him in high school, he had the band. But, you know, he was playing the backing tracks, and it was the most rapturous and, like, beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And and before I started the backing track shows, also, I there was two shows I saw where I saw Emperor X play at, like, a backyard in Somerville, I think. And he was playing, he had, like, an OP-1 synth taped to his guitar, and he would be playing, like, drums out of that. It was almost inaudible, and he would not be playing guitar. He'd be singing over that. And it was like, wow, like, the confidence you need in your material to do that. And also, my friend Graham Smith of Kleenex Girl Wonder, he played a show with us, and he did this one song where he, like, played a backing track really quietly out of, like, a tiny speaker and sang, and his voice was really loud, and it was just, like, crazy, because it was just, like, I mean, it didn't sound great, you know, but it was, like, I couldn't believe that he just had no fear at all. So I don't know, those gave me the confidence to try to do that kind of thing.
For sure. You just got to get up there and do it.
You just got to do it. Once you start doing it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like jumping into a cold body of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything will go swimmingly.
And if you mess up, you know, you can worry about that later.
Yeah. Just got to take that plunge.
Yeah. I think I might play another song for you.
For sure.
This song is also from I Want You to Kill Me. And it's called Sort of Girlfriend. Wait, I'll get myself. My sort of girlfriend has got another girlfriend. She's beautiful and she's blonde and she's got a like me. I say it's good to have a type as she tucks me in at night alongside another girl who looks just like me. My old friend Jaden, we were once used to unite against Satan. We sang Scliot rhymes that I can hardly recall. It brings me no pleasure to say, though I miss him every day. I was supposed to have mixed his record by last fall. That girl who loves Joby, she's always on my team. She's tall and she's slight as an angel, she appears. May I sing of my unfairness and my crippling self-awareness. She sings good advice and neatly dissuades my fears. Till we both end. He's out making big moves in the big city. I say it's okay to be alone in my solitary yellow-walled home, where I'm the only auto-fictive contrarian right-wing micro-celebrity. Those in my life, they live by the sword and counteract my worst compulsions. Sleep by knife and I get paid by the word, and I try to evade their revulsion. Those in my life are always so clear in their thoughts, words, and actions. In my breaths I count five, I'm barely alive. Oh, I got a reaction. Actually, I meant to say, I'm guided by choices, and I've lost all my voices, and my valuable hunting wife. And it, And it feels like this. You know, it's because it's like, you know, the on the record, right, I do, you know, me and my breasts, I count five, I'm barely alive off the heels of another psychotic reaction. And then I do interpolation of psychotic reaction by the count five, right? And, you know, I tried it out on acoustic and it just, it's so, it doesn't, you know, it's like unrecognizable. And nobody knows, I don't know why I chose that one. I had good wordplay. So I thought maybe like the Guided by Voices one would be more like a common frame of reference, but it also just sucks and it doesn't really make any sense.
My sore had a girlfriend. It's got another girlfriend. Hope this time this kind of arrangement doesn't kill me. She says not everything's a test. As I'm strewn across her breast, alongside another girl who looks just like me.
Although she does wear glasses and I don't.
You have a lot of really fun, witty lyrics. Where do they come from? What, do you have a process?
Where do I get my ideas? Let's see. I don't know. I most of my day is spent just writing down phrases. I write down phrases. I have like thousands in these sort of, you know, like jokes and observations. And then these, like, I'll have a instrumental idea and then they sort of join that. And so it's really just that I'm a genius.
Well, I mean, it takes a genius to bring it all together, you know? The glue that brings all these things, it's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, this last record I did, you know, is ultimately about sort of a year of, it took place during and is about like a year of just abject pain and suffering. But so much of it is so funny. So much of what was happening was so funny. And it is just like absurd, you know. So I feel like that had to be represented. Like it couldn't just be like unrelenting, you know, horror, because that's not really what it was like, you know. It was awful, you know. I'm glad it's over, but yeah.
Yeah, and being able to look back with a grain of salt, a bit of laughter always helps.
Yeah, absolutely, and. I don't know. You know, I feel like, you know, I used to not be able to have funny songs at all. This song, the first time I played it live, it was like, I played it when I was opening for Ezra Furman, and it was the first, you know, it has like punchlines and there's like gaps after, which I didn't realize I was doing. And then like, it was the first time ever at any show I'd ever done that I heard people like laughing. They were like laughing, which was like kind of unprecedented, which I found that very charming. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I mean, and it, you know, it's, anyone can write a song with sound in it. It takes a lot to have bits of silence and breaks in there.
Yeah, because I think those are, you know, I get trapped in this thing of like, you know, so much of the things I've been doing over the last year are just sort of like verbal diarrhea, you know. It's just like constant stream of words, but I don't know, there's something good in restraint, which is something it took me a long time to learn.
So speaking of those phrases and jokes and other things that you've collected, do you have any like favorite quotes or phrases, words, jokes?
From my own music or from anywhere?
I mean, maybe something that you've been like, I don't know, is there anything that you want to share that you haven't been able to incorporate into a song?
Yeah, I'm sure I have I have something. You should ask me something else while I'm looking.
Oh, but, sure. Let's see. Do you have any favorite Boston venues, either to play at or to go to?
I can say Cup.
Yeah, I thought of a good way to get
the
around
CZ.
This.
Yeah. The CZ shows at the church, the Unitarian churches are, you know, those are my dear friends, Jack and Al are the ones who are most in charge of all that, and they're doing great work, and it's just like the best stuff this city's had in a long time.
Yeah.
And we're playing, I forgot to say, the Public Humiliation Ritual Band and Wellwyn, who is within it, are both playing at the next one of these shows on April 20th.
Excellent.
And there should be a flyer out sometime soon.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if you want more information, you can find it on Lex's Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to share the...
My Instagram is full_life_consequences. Full life consequences. That would have been really cool if I was about to play the song, Full Life Consequences, but I don't really want to play that one. It's really long. I had something really good. I wrote a rap, like a sort of like why, like Yoni Wolf style thing. But I can't say any of this on air.
Well, let's see.
I'll just play another song.
Or if you want to look for another phrase or anything, I can give you another sort of low ball. Or not low
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah. Who are your musical influences? Or maybe that is harder than I thought.
I mean, that's like, you know, I like, you want my social security number? You know? Well, here's one.
Or, you know, even if it's not
going to sleep next to you with the smell of me still on my lips, I think that's good.
Yeah, it brings a nice image to mind.
You know, I have very specific in mind. But musical influences, I mean, like, I can talk about, you know, people here, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Evelyn Marshall Jarsch, J-A-R-S-C-H, lent me this guitar that I'm playing right now. She's really wonderful. She's been putting out great records. My dear friend Ezra Furman, constant source of inspiration for me, and really, you know, taught me that I could do the things that I'm doing now, really. Graham Smith, Kleenex Girl Wonder, another friend and one of the greatest lyricists ever to live, maybe. The people that like Kleenex Girl Wonder, a lot of them just listen to Pony Oak, which is from 99. But I think everybody should listen to Let It Buffer. Let It Buffer is a great song. Actually, could I give you a song from Let It Buffer to play while I get water?
Yeah, for sure.
You should throw on... I think they all might have swear words.
Hmm.
It'll say on Spotify... either
No Maybe Orlando does not have any swear words.
What about the rest?
Architect Unknown and The Turntablist. Those are the
only
three
ones.
Three out of... Yeah.
Here, just play... This is from Pony Oak, but play Wait For Me, Please by Kleenex Girl Wonder, if you would.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm parched.
Yes, I'm
positively
going to
parched.
Go and do the same thing. Wait For Me, Please by Kleenex Girl Wonder. There we go. All right. We'll be back in about 3-ish minutes.
Soon enough you'll see.
That was indeed a perfectly timed entrance. My name is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am joined by Lex Walton. You know, Lex is kind of in Kleenex. Kind of, I was just looking at all the names, and then there's like an L and an E and an X.
It's true.
It looks good on the page. It all works.
Everything works out perfectly.
And then it ends with a time. W too. It's true. Last word. Crazy.
You know, he did one of the craziest things I've ever, like lyrically, I've ever seen anybody do, which is like, there's a song on Let It Buffer called Diefenbachia. You know, like he started the band in like '96, I think, and this record's from like 2013, and I can't believe it took him that long to do it, but like, you know, Kleenex for one or KGW, he often uses that, but like, in reference to the subject of the song, he says, you've always been such a KGW, which is just crazy. I think about it all the time, like, I don't know.
What's it mean? You know?
I don't know.
It means something to him, I'm sure.
Yeah, you've always been such a Kleenex girl wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But,
So carrying on that, like, musical influences,
yeah.
Where do you like to, or...
I had a couple other ones. My girlfriend Emerson is in a band called Untitled Noise Night, which is a noise project that I toured with them earlier this year. And also releases music under the name Prairie Princess. And I produced her last single. It's very good. And she's, you know, I feel like we inspire each other a lot. Push each other to do things that we normally wouldn't. And I'm kind of blanking. I'm sorry to everybody that's listening if I forgot you. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the other question was, where do you like to go to find new music? If that's any easier. Other than going to the CZ shows.
I mean, I feel like so much of it is social, right? Like, it's people show me things. Mm-hmm. And I like to show people music a lot. And I think that's where, like, a lot of my favorite music has come from. It was from people showing it to me, like showing me in the car. Or, you know, like off phone speakers. I love making people stand outside in the cold and listen to a song off of phone speakers. I'm sure everybody loves me for it. Because it's just like that feeling of like, oh, I gotta show you this. And actually, I can just do that into the... There was a song that Emerson showed me recently called Song by Mom, which is a project of Debbie McCallion from Black Dresses and Girls Ritual. I do have to pull up the words so I make sure I don't mess them up.
Absolutely.
But I would like to play it.
I'd love to hear it. What was the name again?
It's called Song.
Song. Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's easy,
yeah.
Right? It's hard to forget. A song to a person that's worth living as. You can't even make a song into a place to live. You can't make a song into self-assurance or self-love. A song usually pretty much does the opposite. Can't make a song into a good enough reason to be loved. Can't make a song into a lover or a friend to spend time with. Can't make a song into an apology for another song you wrote.